Meditation is a word for an action that we take. That I think at its heart refers to giving energy to that part of our experience we call awareness, so that it becomes more conscious of the activity called awareness, the activity that it does. We can do this giving energy or bringing ourselves fully to the activity of awareness anytime. And anytime we wake up out of the trance of anxious thought, worry, obsessive analyzing, ruminating, fantasy, regret, story, the imagination of other places, other people, other times, anything else besides the sensory life of the body and mind as it unfolds. Whenever we're lost in any of that, and we wake up from it, like waking up from a dream, this quality, awareness, brightens, becomes conscious. And it connects with, reconnects with, the sensory life of the body, heart, mind. We hear the sounds happening right now. We feel the temperature of the air. We connect with the sensations of the body and whatever it's doing. And we know that when thoughts or emotions appear, we know them as they appear, we recognize them as they appear and disappear, like sounds, like images. This is subtle and difficult to do sometimes, so we take this gesture of stillness, sitting comfortably. We don't have to attend to anything else, give our mind to anything else, other than the brightening of awareness. Awareness itself has a bright or knowing quality that you can sense when you come into conscious contact with something. Feel your body in its posture, the pressure of the butt on the seat, the sense of uprightness. You might sense whether you're working a little hard to maintain the posture or whether you are relaxing into the posture. Posture might be very comfortable or sort of comfortable or not so comfortable. It's worth being as comfortable and relaxed as possible. So adjusting as needed, especially in the beginning, to not make the task of bringing attention to the present any harder by having the present be unpleasant as much as we can. But then once we've settled into a basic of ordinary comfort in the body, or the best we can do in this moment, we have some energy to give to being aware, then we tune in The tuning in is a way of turning toward the unfolding sensory life. Recognizing and receiving unfolding experience for what it is. So we're not trying to have an unending stream of pleasant experience. We are trying and failing to have that, but meditation doesn't have the purpose of doing that. It's the purpose of knowing clearly what's happening. When you tune in, sometimes you find pleasure and ease, peacefulness. Other times you find enthusiasm, creativity, joy. Sometimes you find dullness, sleepiness, complaint, boredom. Sometimes you find pain, mild or intense, in the body, in the thoughts and feelings, in both. In its ideal or kind of perfected form, meditation becomes the ability to be present and steady, to remain loving and generous in heart, no matter what experience is unfolding, no matter what anger or fear or confusion is pouring through the system, and no matter what joy or ease or bliss, we don't get hypnotized so easily. I'm sitting with the body at ease. One way to practice this brightening awareness, remaining steady, is to bring attention to something that is fairly steady, like the breath in the body, or sounds coming and going, or the posture you're sitting in. You tune your attention to one thing, feeling the torso fill and empty with breath, or the breath moving through the nostrils, or the sense of the body and its posture, and you just stay for a while through several breaths, resisting the pull of other sensations and thoughts and feelings. Just gently resisting, enough to learn what it's like to rest. To rest still enough to sense, to listen closely, to hear subtler layers of ourself as they peel open, showing themselves to us. We'll sit in silence together. You could just rest with your awareness as bright and relaxed as possible tonight. Just be with the play of thoughts and feelings, body sensations. Or to practice more steadiness, bring your attention to the breath as it comes and goes, or the sense of the body and its posture, and the little micro movements in the posture, or to sounds coming and going. Whatever you choose, stay there. In as steady and relaxed a way as you can. learning to love the deepening of stillness and deep listening.